This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today emphasized that infrastructure development is significant for the country and set a goal to expedite highway construction to a rate of 100 kilometers per day. Addressing the All India Management Association's 10th National Leadership Conclave, he stated that within the next 18 months, the country's road infrastructure will surpass that of the United States of America.
अभी मैंने घोषणा की पार्लियामेंट में इसी सेशन में कि हम 25,000 किलोमीटर 2-4 लेन बनाएंगे और जो टेक्नोलॉजी की बात है वो बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है. कॉस्ट ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन को कम करना और क्वालिटी ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन को इम्प्रूव करना और वेस्ट मटेरियल का यूज करना इको फ्रेंडली, इस पर हमारे इम्फोसिस है. मैं 100 किलोमीटर पर डे ये टारगेट रखकर काम कर रहा हूं. और जहां तक देश की बात है कि 1.5 साल में अमेरिकन नेशनल हाईवे से हमारे हाईवे अच्छे बनेंगे, ये मैं आपको विश्वास दिला सकता हूं.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various development projects worth over 11.5 crore rupees in Narmada district of Gujarat today. Talking to media, Dr. Jaishankar said the vision of a developed India can be achieved through development at the grassroots level. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, today questioned Robert Vadra, the husband of senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, in connection with its money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. The case is related to purchase of a land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. Earlier in the morning, Mr. Vadra reached the ED office in the national capital to appear before the agency. The Enforcement Directorate is also conducting searches at more than 15 locations, including the residence of former Rajasthan Minister Pratap Singh Khajariawas and others today. The raids are part of an ongoing investigation into the massive 48,000 crore rupee investor fraud linked to Messrs. PACL. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said the Waqf Amendment Act is part of the central government policy to protect the rights of the people and to prevent anyone illegally grabbing the land of any citizen of the country. Speaking to the media in Kochi, Mr. Rijiju said the land in Monambam will not be allowed to be declared as Waqf land unilaterally and the rights of every citizen will be protected. The minister further said that the opposition is misleading the people and the Waqf Amendment Act is not targeting any community and many Muslim organizations have come forward in support of the law.
Campaign going on to set a narrative that the central government is working against Muslim community. No, we are here to correct the mistakes done in the past and to provide justice to the needy people. Let me also remind that it is not only other communities, not only Christian communities, but crores and crores of Muslim women, the poor Muslims.
In West Bengal, the violence-torn areas of Murshidabad are slowly returning to normal. Police, central forces and the RAF are patrolling the tension-hit areas of the district. Shops and business establishments are gradually reopening. Meanwhile, police have arrested 2 persons in connection with the killing of 2 individuals last week. The total number of arrests from Shamsher Ganj, Suti and Raghunath Ganj so far is 223. The Delhi government has issued notices to all schools in the national capital against complaints of exorbitant fees and harassment of parents and students. Talking to media in New Delhi, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today said no school has the right to harass any parent or child, threaten to expel them from school or increase the general fees. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said the southwest monsoon seasonal rainfall from June to September this year is likely to be above normal. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Director General of IMD, Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra, said the above normal seasonal rainfall is very likely over most parts of the country. The second leg of the ISSF Shooting World Cup 2025 will begin today at Lima in Peru. A 42-member Indian contingent will compete across 3 disciplines, rifle, pistol and shotgun. And with that, we end this news bulletin.